Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. It's tax time, buddy. And we've got to talk about...
It's year-end, right? So it's not tax time. People have to
file their taxes. It's year-end tax planning. Fair enough.
And this is year-end. We're giving people, you know, a few weeks to kind of get their house in order and be ready for 2021.
Right. But there's very little you can do when the calendar year turns, right? And for this particular tax year. So we think it's always a great idea to get some tax tips from our resident expert, Jimmy Golenbeck, who's the Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC Private Wealth Management. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be back.
Let's try to get people prepared here for the end of this year, and we'd love to hear from you about some of the key tips and key things people should be thinking about as we approach the end of the year, really to be as effective and as efficient as they can for the 2020 tax year.
Sure.
So let's start off with individuals. Jamie, sorry, I want to just jump in. Let's start with individuals. There's a whole bunch of stuff we can do for year end. But there's one part of that I was reading that we were of our piece together on the year end piece. Let's start off with the individuals. What can they do to save on taxes for 2020?
Well, I think that the only thing that's really different, and we have this conversation, of course, every year, but the thing that's really different about 2020, of course, of the COVID-19 pandemic, is that individuals that have received benefit payments from as a result of COVID-19. Right. In particular, I'm really thinking of the CERB, the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. You know, we've got some listeners that may have received $14,000 of CERB. And of course, the amount of tax that you pay on that could be anywhere from zero, if that was your only source of income during the year, to as high as almost 50%, right? Depending on your tax bracket and how much other income you had during the year. So the government's going to send you a T4A slip with the total amount of CERB that you received. And therefore, it's important towards the end of the year, now that you've got an estimate of what your total income is for 2020, more or less, you know, only 6 weeks left of the year, to really estimate how much tax you think you might owe. Because remember, the government did not withhold any tax at all from the CERB.
Yeah.
So again, you could be looking at a bill for, you know, depending on your personal situation and how many months you worked this year and what your income was pre and post, pandemic, you could be looking at up to a $7,000 tax bill, right? So you want to set aside that money to make sure that it's not a surprise come April 30th. And similarly, with the new benefits, the Canada Recovery Benefit that started at the end of September, the sickness benefit and the recovery caregiving benefit, those three benefits, $500 a week, depending on the scenario, remember, they are withholding, but they're only withholding 10%. So again, that's probably not enough for many people. So our first tip is to keep in mind that you may owe some taxes next spring, and now is a good time to sort of estimate. You can go online, we use the Ernst & Young tax calculator, just Google it, very easy to find, and just enter your province, Alberta, and then you type in the amount of income you have, and it'll tell you exactly to the dollar how much tax you owe this year.
This would also be a good time for thinking about how much RSP contribution room you may have, Jamie, and to offset some of those taxes and kind of walk through people just that the government hasn't withheld any income tax in advance for these types of programs. And many Canadians still don't maximize their RSP contribution room. So there's an opportunity there. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And so, again, you know, remember, RSP, we don't have a year deadline, right? Unless you turn 71, by the way, right? Which is the piece I just wrote about in today's Financial Post. But basically, unless you're turning 71, you still have time, right? You got that 60-day deadline, the March 1st deadline to contribute for 2020. It will give you a deduction against your 2020 tax return. So now is a great time to look at your RSP contribution room. You know, most Canadians have thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars of unused room. So that is an opportunity to, if you can afford to do it, set aside some of that money in the RSP, get a tax deduction. That would reduce your income for 2020. That actually might save you the tax on those government benefits.
So, Jimmy, there's been a lot of volatility in the markets. People have seen their portfolios go up and down. Capital gains, losses, those are things that people don't always are on the ball with every year. I think this year is a good opportunity for either or. Walk us through your thoughts behind how Canadians can save money on tax when it comes to their portfolios.
Sure. Yeah, a couple of things to think about. Of course, towards the end of the year, we always think about tax loss selling. So obviously, if there's losses in the portfolio, look, markets have been up and down depending on what you own. Certain stocks have gone through the roof. Other stocks have not done as well. So the opportunity to crystallize a loss before the end of the year, the trade date this year on stocks is December the 29th. To make sure you have settlement by December the 31st, give you a loss this year. That loss, of course, can only be used against other capital gains this year. If you have excess losses, you can actually go back 3 calendar years and get back a refund for capital gains tax you might have paid in those 3 years, or certainly carry forward that loss indefinitely in the future. On the other hand, if you have stocks that have gone up in value in terms of capital gains, you might think of year-end donations. Certainly a lot of charities are struggling given the result of COVID-19. What an opportunity to make a gift of an appreciated security to register a Canadian charity. Not only will you get a tax receipt for the fair market value, saving you, you know, about 50% or so, but in addition to that, you pay no capital gains tax whatsoever on the accrued gain on the stock you're giving to charity. So I call that tax loss selling or tax gain donating, both things that you want to think about in the month of November, December this year.
Now, Jamie, the report that you put together that we have internally at the firm was, what, 5-6 pages in length, if I remember correctly, with a whole bunch of ideas for individuals, families, businesses, great bunch of tips. We could spend the entire show talking about them. But what because of the amount of time that we have together, I want our listeners to say that if they want that report, reach out to us on morethanmoneyradio.com. Go to contact us, ask for the tax tips for 2020, and we'll make sure we send that out to you. Jamie, you do a lot of good work when it comes to this type of stuff, and I think what sometimes doesn't get is that people don't get that information in their hands right away. So we're going to help spread the news on that. So I want to thank you in advance of that. We'd also want to
just so you know that the report is 10 pages this year.
10 pages.
Because of all the COVID-19 stuff, 10 pages of information.
Gotcha. It's 20 pages based on Dave's eyesight because the font size is a lot larger.
Yeah, trifocals now. Call it 30. That's right.
So we wanted to kind of shift the conversation a bit to 2021, some of the things that people are worried about. Two things that have come up, Jamie. One is wealth tax. The other one is tax on your principal residence. Tell us a bit of a background of what you're thinking about that and what's the likelihood of these things happening next year or the year after that?
Yeah, a lot of debate about the wealth tax. Survey just came out that a lot of Canadians do support a wealth tax. However, it was introduced, not formally as a bill, but the motion was brought this week. It was actually defeated. It was brought up by the NDP in the House. Liberals defeated it this week in terms of wealth tax. So I don't think that there's a lot of Liberal support for a wealth tax at this point in time. That could change in the future. There are only 4 countries in the world that we know of that actually have a wealth tax. So I don't think we're going to go the wealth tax regime. It would only apply to the very wealthy. There was an estimate by the Parliamentary Budget Office. I think they said that it would affect about 14,000 families, 14,000 people, and that's if they taxed at 1% wealth over $20 million. So that would raise about $5-6 billion, something like that. I don't think it's on the table. The principal residence exemption, this is an interesting one. It sort of came, we sort of tried to figure out why has everyone been talking about this thing, in the last few months. And I guess there was some kind of a research study being done between UBC and Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation, and they're requesting certain information that led people to sort of start rumors that, oh, the government might be thinking about taxing principal residents. Certainly nothing official there. But if you sort of look at where we are, we have an unlimited principal residence exemption in Canada. Compare that to the U.S., which only taxes the first, it will only tax you above $250,000 as an individual or $500,000. That's U.S. dollars, of course, as a couple. And we have a very generous exemption here. So, could the government, tax the residents? They could. I don't think they would just sort of announce it one day and then all of a sudden the next day your taxes, your principal residence is taxed. I think what it would do, and I think the only way to be fair about it, because a lot of people are counting on the sale of a principal residence to fund their retirement, of course, is that they would do some kind of pro rata calculation. And they would say, how many years have you owned the home? So if we're going to introduce this in 2021, so the years prior to 2021 would be exempt. The years after that would be taxable. You'd take a pro rata exemption and basically say if you had it for 20 years and then you sold it next year, so 1/20th of it might be taxable, the rest would be tax-free, or maybe they put an exemption. So nothing official there, just a bunch of rumors and speculation. I think if anything that the government might tweak, it's probably the capital gains inclusion rate, which has certainly been up and down over the last 20 years or so. And I wouldn't be surprised if that is something they look at before taxing people's principal residences.
So a high chance of capital gains inclusion tax, increase there, low probability of a wealth tax, low probability of a principal residence tax. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I wouldn't say high possibility. You know, I'm putting it at 51% right now.
Okay.
Okay. I have to put
that's good to
estimate.
Know.
I used to be at 49%. Okay. So now I'm at 51% on the capital gains inclusion rate in terms of not the rate, but in terms of the likelihood that the government might do something next year.
Perfect. Okay. Jamie, thank you. We got to wrap it up there. We appreciate always your time and your input.
All right. Stay safe, guys.
You too. We've been joined by Jamie Golombek, who's a managing director, tax and estate planning at CIBC Private Wealth Management. We've got a seminar coming up, my friend. We've got to make sense of all of this, whatever the tax changes will or won't be. You still have to fund your retirement.
Biggest expense in retirement is taxes. If you can minimize that, you've got more wealth, you've got more income, cash flow, your lifestyle is protected. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break and we'll talk about the secret to great investment performance. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.